Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, how are you doing on being patient? Would you wish that the holidays would hurry up and get here and be over so you could get back to your regular routine? Are you waiting for them to get here so you can see what you got this year for Christmas? Or maybe you want to see the expressions of your loved ones when they open up what you got them. Do we have patience for that? Sometimes it's hard to be patient, especially for what you're waiting for seems to be taking a very long time. Will it ever get here? What is going on? We are here preparing for the birth, celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But we're also preparing for when he will return. Sometimes we will pray, "Come, Lord Jesus, come quickly." Amen. Is he coming quickly enough for you? Do you wish that he would just hurry up and get here? Or does it seem like it's just dragging on? Well, this even goes back to when Peter wrote his second letter that we have. Those that he wrote, people were saying to them, "How? What are you waiting for?" Even some of them might have been saying, "What are we waiting for? We thought he'd be here by now. He's not coming. We might as well live however we want to live." You ever wonder about that? People are saying that about us now. He's never going to come. He's not. You're just wasting your life waiting for him to come. Just eat, drink, and be merry. Go out and have fun. Have a good time. You waiting for somebody, like, how long have you been waiting for? You say he died a little over 2,000 years ago and rose again? So you've been waiting for a little over 2,000 years? And he's not here yet? And yet you're still waiting? Waiting, waiting, waiting. Time just seems to drag on. Do not overlook this one fact, beloved, that with the Lord, one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. For the Lord, it hasn't been any time at all. He has a plan perfectly in place, and he knows what time he will be sending Jesus back to return. So we just wait patiently. Because God, time did not exist for God. He was always and will always be. The only reason we have time at all is because he created time when he created the heavens and the earth, and he separated the day from the night. God didn't need time. We needed time. We needed a time to work, a time to rest, a time to eat. God didn't need time. It was not important to him until, in the fullness of time, he sent his son into the world. And then God entered into time, Jesus Christ. And then he lived according to the hours of the day. All of a sudden, seconds, minutes, hours, days, weeks, months, years, God lived in them. He lived in the time that he made for us. But boy, I wish he would just hurry up and come, because have you seen what's going on in the world? all this sin and destruction and wars, crime, all kinds of bad stuff going on. I wish he would hurry up and get here to put an end to that. But you know what's really weird about that? He is patient. And with all the stuff that's going on in the world, we should thank him that he is patient. The Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance. Not wishing that any should perish. God desires that all people to be saved. So, and then he talks about that we ought to live in lives of holiness and goodliness. So those on the outside, those who are doing this evil, committing these crimes, all that bad stuff, they could see by how we are living as God's children that, hey, they have something good. So God is giving us time to go out and tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere, that he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to be born of a virgin, to rise up, to suffer and die for all people, and to rise again, that Jesus paid for their sins. And God is patient, giving us time to go and reach out to others and be examples to others on how we should live. God is patient with us. Every one of us has done something that we really shouldn't have done. I would bet that every one of us has done something that is pretty bad. But God has been patient with you and led you either into his church or back into his church to receive the forgiveness that he gives. God has been patient with us. All the times we do things we shouldn't do, and he is ready to forgive us at any time, in any moment, in any second. He is ready to forgive us. He's been patient with us. He asks us to be patient with him. And while we're waiting, to go and let others know what we are waiting for. We are waiting for the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be set on fire and dissolved, and the heavenly bodies will melt as they burn. But according to his promise, we are waiting for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. When all Christ does return, we don't know the time or the hour, but it will be like a thief in the night coming. When he does return, then all believers will spend eternity with him in the new heaven and the new earth, and everything will be beautiful. None of that bad stuff, evil stuff, crime, murder, any of that will be going on. Everything will be peaceful and calm. Isn't that worth being patient for? Therefore, beloved, since you are waiting for these, be diligent to be found by him without spot or blemish and at peace, knowing that we are God's forgiven children. In the name of Jesus, amen.